Chapter 7. Boom.
Boom. Thunder rocked the mountain, and the lawyer was instantly awake. Looking toward the mouth of the cave, he saw an anxious beagle silhouetted there, backlit by flashes of lightning. Torrents of glittering rain fell hard-edged behind her. Boom! The ground rumbled with the sound of the thunder. The beagle began to bark frantically.
Oh, shut up!
Snapped the lawyer.
It's only a thunderstorm. Go back to sleep.
The beagle continued her sharp, piercing shouts.
Oh, shut up!
The lawyer yelled. The barking only grew more urgent. Closing his eyes tightly and holding his hands over his ears, the lawyer was determined to win. But when the beagle's cold, wet nose pressed against his own, his eyes flew open in horror. She had pulled her leash out from under the heavy rock. Bark, bark, bark! As he reached out to take the leash, the beagle jumped quickly away. Bark, bark, bark! She ran into the rain, just outside the mouth of the cave. Boom! The thunder continued. Holding his briefcase over his head like an umbrella, the lawyer stepped out of the cave and stretched out his hand to take hold of the leash. But the beagle backed away once more, barking wildly. Bark! Bark! Bark!
I'm not playing with you!
Screamed the lawyer.
Get back into that cave, you stupid beagle!
Furious, he made a mad dash to grab the end of the leash, and the hillside came roaring down behind him. The cave where moments ago the lawyer had been sleeping was now sealed off from sunlight forever. The lawyer was very happy to be standing in the rain.